All right. Can you tell me what you have for breakfast today?
Eggs.
Eggs. Any special way did you have those eggs?
Scrambled with Parmesan cheese.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay. Can you tell me your name, please?
Tawanda Goodman.
All right. Tawanda, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Nice. And how do you plan on voting this year? Mail-in ballot or a polling place?
Polling place.
Okay. Are you a resident of Wisconsin?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And have you ever voted in a U.S. election before, or will this upcoming election be your first time?
I voted before. Okay.
And does that include like local elections as well as national elections?
Yes.
Okay, and do you remember the first time you ever voted in a state or national election?
Yes, I think I was like 21 when I first ever voted.
Okay, and can you tell me a little bit about the experience?
It was probably confusing because I really didn't know, like, understand the ballot, and I wasn't familiar with a lot of the individuals that was on the ballot.
Okay, and kind of like, how did you push through that, or what did you learn from that experience for your next voting experience?
I learned that to pay more attention to politics so that I would know who I want to vote for and things like that. Mm-hmm.
And for this coming election, whether it's local election or national election, like, what are you doing to learn more about the candidates and like some of the issues that they're standing on?
I'm paying attention to the news and what's going on around the world, and also doing my own research by like looking individuals up so that I can learn more about them.
Okay. And what are some of the big issues that matter most to you that could be a deciding factor for you in terms of which of the candidates you want to vote for?
I would say most definitely like housing and the issue with like homelessness and the increase in rent payments, and also like food price rising.
Okay, awesome. And finally, this is my last question. Why do you think voting is important?
I feel like it's important because even though some people say, oh, it doesn't matter, it doesn't change anything, I disagree. I think that it does change a whole lot if everybody would go out and vote, regardless who they're voting for. And it's very important because it plays a role in my life as far as like what's going to go on in the world. Like, you want to make sure you have someone in office that cares about the people and what's going on with us.
Mm-hmm. And just a follow-up question to that, there are a lot of people in the United States that, you know, either have a certain level of trust or distrust in the voting system in the United States. Now, for what would you say to people who distrust the voting system? Like, how would you not necessarily convince, but let them know that, hey, there is some, you know, trust in the system?
I would just tell them, just give it a try, because you never know. And if you're having a hard time, just do the pros and cons on the individual that you're trying to vote for. And if you see that they're going for something that you want a change in, then just vote for that individual.
And is there a good practices in figuring out what the candidates' platforms are? Like, how do you go about that yourself?
Like I said, I just do my own research, not try to, like, pay attention to the individuals and what they're saying they're going to do for, you know, the world and things like that. And also, like pay attention to, like, things in my life that I want to change, like, if they're going to change those things that I'm looking for changing.
Okay. And now, is there anything else that you would like to add about your voting experience?
No.
All right. Well, thank you so much.